560, create a local improvement district to construct street, sidewalk, stormwater, and sanitary sewer improvements in the northeast 55th through 57th Avenues and Killingsworth Street local improvement district.
Commissioner Saltzman.
We'll turn it over to Andrew Abbey.
Very good. Good morning.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. So you've seen this local improvement district before, so I don't have a PowerPoint for you this morning, but for the benefit of the mayor, who is not with us on April 25th, I just want to note that the major change that we have made is we put forth a new LID proposal that improved not only 57th Avenue, but also parallel 55th Avenue to more evenly distribute the local traffic in the neighborhood. And we notified the property owners within basically everybody from Killingsworth down to Prescott on 57th, what we were doing, as well as around 55th and Emerson. We only got one remonstrance, which I'm recommending that council overrule, and by adopting this ordinance, you will be overruling the remonstrance. It can't go without passing that this discussion with the community daylighted some important issues, and I really appreciate the feedback that I got from the community. And I think one of the takeaways here is that we need to at times look at doing parallel streets or concentrating on a sub area of Cully as opposed to just doing one street in isolation and then expecting that street to handle the traffic. The other thing I just wanted to note with respect to the remonstrance is we have brought a lot of FTC funding to this project, and the rate that we're proposing for the property owners when you subtract out the payment for right-of-way cost is only about 4% above the rate that we offered about 7 years ago for a then PEC subsidized project in Lentz. So the reason that the assessments are a little higher is just because we've got some large frontages here. And with that, I just have a housekeeping item that I noticed that the Exhibit A that got filed was a draft version, which is the assessment register. We're not proposing to change any of the assessments for the property owners. I emailed Sue the correct version of the Exhibit A assessment register. City attorneys advised that we can amend that based on the electronic copy, and if that meets with the pleasure of the council, if we could adopt that amendment.
So moved. Second. We have a motion and a second. Sue, can you call the roll?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment's adopted.
That's all I have, Mayor. Thank you.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergent. I'm sorry, I should ask if there's any testimony. I apologize.
And we did have Danielle Walker has signed up to testify.
Very good. Come on up. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, just have a few comments. So hi, my name is Danielle Walker. I am one of the homeowners included in the LID along 57th. I was also the family that did submit the remonstrance. And I'll go into a little bit about why we chose to do that again this time. Thanks for the opportunity to address you all again on this really important issue for my family. I also want to thank Mr. Abbey for his patience and collaboration with us over the past 6 months. This has been a long process for all of us. Andrew and I have spent many hours together on the phone discussing this project, and I have no doubt of his dedication to this work. So, thank you. So, just to start off, I just wanted to share that we were actually surprised by PBOT's continuation of the developing of the LID along 57th, given the level of remonstrance received in our original proposal. If you have not done so already, I would encourage you to read chapters 9-403 and 17.08.060 of the city code for more on that. So your positions hold enormous power and influence in our lives. Your decision to approve this project will force my family to pay the city $44,000 before any interest is applied. And I just want to note that we've been told that this has the anomaly, that they aren't generally this high. It's because we have a very long frontage of property. But just this morning, we heard another public testimony from someone else who actually had a LID being proposed that I think he said was $45,000. So I just was eye-opening for me to know that this perhaps is not the exception to the rule for these projects. So, according to the latest report by the Portland Housing Bureau, the annual median income for a family of four in the Portland area is just over $80,000. For the average Portland home, this means that being forced to take on a debt of over 50% of their annual income. Do you believe forcing this size of debt on a homeowner is reasonable? Do you believe that this aligns with your political platforms of creating affordable living in Portland? For me, the approval of this LID comes with a heavy dose of irony as you spread your social media messages of affordable and equitable living. For the future, I ask... Sorry, I lost my spot. For the future, I ask that city consider limits on the amount of money the city can force a homeowner to pay towards these projects. 50% of what a family makes in a year is simply too much to bear, regardless of the loan options that may be offered. I fully acknowledge the positive outcomes of this project. Being a Cully resident myself, I am in full support of improving the safety and connectivity of the Cully neighborhood. I very much believe that everyone involved in this process shares a common goal. I also believe, however, that lower cost options that result in an equal level of safety have been wholly ignored in order to meet budget deadlines and political pressures. Project managers at PBOT have shared with us their opinion that lower cost alternatives do exist. Given that the city and Habitat are each contributing hundreds of thousands of dollars for this effort, it seems most prudent to explore all alternatives rather than moving forward with the highest cost option. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Any further discussion, colleagues? Very good. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading as amended. Thank you, Andrew. Next item, 561. This is a second reading.